Well, good week to everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments Radio program about the folks who put the plow on the ground each and every day, our state's farmers and ranchers. We're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Before I visit just a bit about the Corn Cob Open, the listeners should know that one of the reasons I don't play golf is that I've reached that age where the number of things I can no longer do equals the number of things I no longer want to do. That having been said, I'll be hanging around Spring Creek Country Club, which is just a little east of Harrisburg, June 18th, because that's the date of the 24th annual Corn Cob Open. That's right, for 24 years, this benefit for the South Dakota Corn Growers Association has been going on, and it's really growing in size and popularity. This four-player scramble tournament will consist of two separate competitions beginning at 8 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. Each will be followed by a full-scale meal, the announcements of the winning teams, and several very nice prizes. Because of the popularity, this tournament fills up fairly rapidly, so you might want to get on your horse and get registered. You can do that by calling the office, 334-0100, or you just go online, sdcorn.org. On another topic, I have on more than a few occasions referred to the South Dakota Corn publication called Emerge. The crew at South Dakota Corn, led by Randy Haskell, put out this publication. I mean it when I tell you it's as complete and as well done as any ag publication going. For example, in the March issue, there's a very detailed and interesting article on a study currently being conducted at South Dakota State comparing drained and undrained cropland. You'll find a story on U.S. grain councils, and I especially like the piece on Sioux Steel, its grain bins, and how this 98-year-old company interacts with food producers. Scott Risden, the CEO of Sioux Steel, summed up his admiration for this region's farmers and ranchers when he stated, I'm quoting, "I'll never have relationships any place on earth where they look you in the eye, shake your hand, and if you make a friend, you make a friend forever." Well said, Scott. Emerge, give it a look. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, take care during this busiest of times, and thanks for what you do.